It's 11:41. According to her husband, fashion designer Kate Spade suffered from depression and anxiety for many years. A statement from Andy Spade says his wife was seeing a doctor on a regular basis and taking medication. He also says there was no substance or alcohol abuse. But Spade's sister says the designer suffered from bipolar disorder and tried numerous times to get help. Kate Spade was found by her housekeeper hanging in her bedroom. She had left a suicide note for her 13-year-old daughter. Joining us live now is psychiatrist and Harvard professor Dr. John Sharp. Dr. Sharp, nice to have you with us. I'm sorry it's under these conditions, but a very important topic to discuss today.
Thanks, Mark. It is an important topic. You know, it's so depressing that people commit suicide, and yet it's preventable. Mm-hmm. So the upside to suicide is that there are ways to be sure that people are safe and get the help they need. Most people who are suicidal are depressed, and most depression is treatable.
Yeah, talk a little bit about that, because, you know, for a lot of people, and in the case of addiction as well, you can't really force somebody to get the help they need unless they agree to go along with that. So how do you intervene if you suspect someone you know is depressed?
Debbie, that's great. That's a two-part question, right? The first part is, well, aren't there a lot of different reasons that somebody could be depressed? You know, maybe they're depressed, or maybe they're bipolar depressed, or maybe they've got addiction issues. And the answer is, you're right, yes, there are a lot of reasons. It could just be overwhelming life stress. It could be reacting to one particular kind of loss. So then we get to part two, which is, what can you do about it?
Mm-hmm.
And the answer is, first of all, you ask. You ask someone you're concerned about directly. You know, are you considering suicide? Do you feel like you might be better off dead? Have you been thinking about actually ending your life? And if you sense that they have been, if they say yes, or if you feel that that's so, you can talk to them very directly about reaching out. There's a National Suicide Prevention Lifeline, which is a coalition of regional centers. You can get them on the phone immediately, and you can figure out where to turn, and you can stay with that concerned person, you know, until they are in a safe place, a hospital, a doctor's appointment. That's the most important thing to do. Stay with them and make sure that you pursue help.
Now, even if you do ask, sometimes people will tell you, no, it's not something that's on my mind. I've never contemplated it. But you never know what is going to happen down the road. What can you say to reassure them that if they're in treatment, that it is something that is positive, that it is working for them? And how can you tell if they're down the road, if they've contemplated suicide, or if it's something that eventually creeps into their mind?
Mark, that's a two-part question, too, and I just want to break it down and answer both. The first is, what can you do to be sure, you know, that you've got an honest answer? And a lot of times when we teach the medical students about how you have to ask every inpatient, you know, have you ever been thinking about suicide, the students think, oh, my gosh, I don't want to put that thought in their head. Our studies have been proven to show that you can't put that thought in somebody's heads. Don't be afraid to ask. Right, but then the second part is, well, what if you're not getting a straight answer? You know, it was discussed with regard to the tragedy of Kate Spade that she apparently had seemed fine even the night before. I don't know if she was asked directly or not, you know, but maybe you don't always get the truth. The reason why you want to ask, though, is because most people aren't committed to killing themselves. They're at the worst ambivalent. And if you can be connected to them, you can connect to the part of them that wants to live. You know, it is true that if somebody is hell-bent on suicide, they will lie to you. They will just disappear. They won't do something that you can do anything about. They'll just, you know, go to a bridge in the middle of the night, and there'll be nothing you can do. And that is a tragedy. But 95% of people won't be like that. They will respond. You'll see a flicker in their eye. They'll cry. They'll say, oh, my God, it's just such terrible suffering. And that's when you swoop in and say, it doesn't have to be this way. This is treatable. Let's call this number. Let's get you out of this pain, and then you'll see that your life is worthwhile and well worth living.
Very,
I see that every day.
Very important information, Dr. Sharp. Thanks, as always, for coming on with us. We appreciate it.
Don't give up.
Psychiatrist and Harvard professor Dr. John Sharp. And again, if someone you know needs help, please try and contact the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline.